A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 18. Why should there be opposition to such good news? In brief, the 1888 message was the very essence of Christ's appeal. Unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, it is only to be expected that the wrath of the dragon should be aroused against it. But shall we agree with the dragon, and let him win the war? Why not heed the Savior's call? Be zealous therefore, and repent. Let there be goodwill towards the beginning of the latter rain and the loud cry. Let stubborn resistance cease. Too long have we felt ourselves rich and increased with goods, in need of nothing, so far as understanding righteousness by faith is concerned. Our Lord's beatitude has eluded us, for we have felt no deep hunger and thirst after righteousness, which, of course, can be only by faith. Without a contrite, humble, penitent soul hunger, we shall never be filled. Our present widespread self-satisfaction must give way to true self-knowledge. Our world church is exactly what our Savior says spiritually: wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked. When we gather up the fragments that nothing be lost of that most precious message, so long neglected, then we can press our petitions with becoming reverence for greater power, so that our gospel commission can be completed in our generation.